In local news, another successful Whangaroa Talent Factory youth music event was held this weekend with Abstract Fish Lungs wrapping up the night with a storming show that included the debut of a new track which has been written for their New Zealand National Rock Quest entry. The crowd was hugely supportive of the various singers and bands who were all aged between 13 and 18. Some like Zen Lally were playing their first ever show in front of a live audience. Others like Luna Petzold de la Cruz, Stella O'Donnell and Django Bassett were old hands at Whangaroa Talent Factory. The crowd was also excited to hear from two other new and very accomplished acts, Summer, who is the singer for local band Sandy Kicks, and Bella Alexander, who opened the show with a cover and an original. And the night before the Whangaroa Talent Factory, another event that is fast becoming a community institution, the Indian Cultural Night was held in the Foursquare car park. You might think inviting the community to sit in the supermarket car park on a July evening wouldn't fly, but a huge crowd turned up again this year despite fears of rain. A queue 20 minutes long snaked its way around the car park as people partook in the free curry and rice. And a report on the state of the environment just completed by Wakaroa Regional Council shows that there's been both degradation and areas of improvement. The report identifies degradation of the region's natural environment, such as increasing nitrogen levels in waterways, degraded stream ecosystems, wetlands and forests in trouble, and estuaries under pressure. But there have also been improvements. Phosphorus discharges to waterways are decreasing, air quality is improving, and Lake Taupō is also doing better and sooner than expected. Council Deputy Chair Bruce Clarkson said it was important to councillors that issues raised in the report resulted in actions. The Environmental Performance Committee has been charged by councillors with providing a work program in response to the findings in the report within the next 6 months. And in local sport, the Whangaroa Fire Rugby League team had a bye this weekend, but the Raglan Roosters were in action against the Maniacs, who they beat 7-2. They were playing a Scottish Cup round, which is supposed to be a knockout competition, but so far they've been playing in league rounds and sitting at the top of Group A, having won 4 from 4. We think they'll be playing in the quarterfinal next on 13th of August. And that is the Rugby News for Monday, 10th of July, 2023.